Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, it's Bring Your Kid to School Day here at the Intercom Studios, and I appreciate you bringing me. Thank you.
Sometimes you act like a child. I can assure you of that. Great to see you.
You're
going
to show me around the place today, introduce me to your friends?
I don't have many friends, and B, I don't know my way around here anyway. So how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ron. I think we're slated right now to go for an hour and 50 minutes and get ready for the NASCO roofing preview show.
No, don't make us to an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, an hour and 10?
We're to 11:10.
My day just got a whole heck of a lot better, Ron.
10.
Thank you.
So,
well, yeah, we better get to it.
They got to try to play the game today somehow.
I would think.
This is Arizona's
last.
Although, if you're the Pirates, you probably don't want to play the game. Arizona's just thumped you here last night, 11-2. I was there. It was awful. Just
Ron,
awful.
Did you hear
but
the
they
lineup?
Were due. They were due for a pitching performance.
Well, they were, but did you hear the lineup for today?
It can't be too much worse than what it's been. It's like a day after game at a minor league game.
You have a guy at second again who hasn't played it, well, ever. I was going to say since Little League, but strike that. Colin Moran's never played it except one game here.
He played it yes the other day.
Yeah. One game here the other day. First time in his entire life.
They had to play Melky Cabrera in left field. And
Shuck is in the lineup today. It's right now the lineup is disastrous.
Well, all these injuries, and you know you weren't very deep in the lineup to start with, and you get hurt. But you know the pitching, you just can't ask to keep going the way it was. And Lyles was not very good last night. I mean, he gave up one earned run in three starts, 17 innings, one earned run. He was down 4-0 in the second yesterday, and he was getting knocked around. They were due for one of those.
He wasn't going to outdo Bob Gibson of 1968, I don't think.
No,
I don't think
wasn't.
He was.
He wasn't.
Ron,
I can hardly complain about the pitching.
No, it's not the pitching. It's a lineup that scores two runs a game. But you're right. They have injuries. Even to a guy like Brian Reynolds, who came up and was hitting really well. Is he in the lineup today or is he out?
I've not used – you're the one that brought up the lineup. I haven't seen it
yet. No, Colony did. I was listening to him.
I haven't seen it yet.
There's big stories here, Ron. We have Jason Mackey talking about prospective big changes with the Penguins, merely that they're at least open to them, which is a story in and of itself. But the big story is Big Ben and him
draft
signing –
draft day today, the combination thereof, right?
Yeah.
What do you do to – you help Ben? What do you do?
So Ben signs a three-year deal or a two-year extension. He keeps next year the same, and then he goes 2 years in addition to that for what, $68 million. What's your take on that?
Going right for quarterbacks. I thought the three-year package would, what is it, 83 or 84?
80 is what I saw.
Okay,
everywhere.
80. I thought it would be 90. So, I mean, I think they got a little bit of a break. I know the next 2 years are big, but this year isn't. I think it's a going rate for quarterbacks. As you wrote in the Post-Gazette today quite eloquently, you know, it is what it is. That's what quarterbacks, the top ones, get, and he's still a top quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. This season stays the same. So I look at it as a three-year package, and for the three-year package, it comes in about 27, which is not even the going rate for quarterbacks.
Right.
Now, for the extension itself, $34 million a year, if it happened right now, that would be the second highest annual salary in the league, but it ain't going to be happening right now, 2 years from now,
and
even a year from now.
There's probably going to be a few other guys even ahead of that. What do you think Mahomes is going to get?
He'll be the first $40 million guy.
What is he going to? I mean, right now, as you say, it's the key. You know, 34 is a lot. Well, obviously, it's a lot. But I'll bet there'll be a couple guys ahead of that by the time it kicks in for Ben.
Oh, there'll be guys ahead of him next year at this time, Ron, because that is when Mahomes is eligible. Jared Goff is another guy. Now, who knows where his career goes?
I don't know.
Carson Wentz.
I don't know that Goff's going to get quite that much. Wentz has a chance.
I mean, if Goff.
But Mahomes, for sure.
Goff was your MVP, for God's sakes, if he leads the Rams to a Super Bowl.
He was my MVP before the season.
He had a pretty good season, too.
He did, but he didn't have a very good Super Bowl. But
well, he didn't have a good Super Bowl, but I mean,
if he merely equals
what he did this year, I think he'll be in line for a $30-plus million payday.
I think a lot of people will tell you that he was not the key to that team, that the defense and the running game were. But
no,
he still got his
team. Only point is
he still got his team to the Super Bowl. That's all you can do.
Yeah, and my only point is if he puts up the exact same numbers next year, he will demand in the 30s, and he'll get it because what else are they going to do? And that's not the only guys. You have Baker Mayfield in a couple years. You have Deshaun Watson coming up for a new contract pretty soon, at the same time, really, as Mahomes. So Ben will be, by the time 2021 rolls around, there will be five guys ahead of him, I would predict, Ron.
It's the going rate, and it's I still think he's playing at a very high level, and I have no reason to think that this won't be a great year for him coming up.
Yeah, I still think he plays some of his best football.
He's always motivated, and I think he'll even be even more motivated this year.
Now, did he take a huge hometown discount? He didn't, and if he had, we'd be sitting here praising him to the high heavens. If he had settled for $25 million a year on the extension, we'd be talking about him as Sidney Crosby taking this giant discount. Did he do that? No. But as I said, by the time this thing rolls into even next year, he did take a discount. He did. He could have gone for more over 3 years.
This strikes me as being a fair, good deal for both sides.
Exactly. Yes.
And now what the art of negotiations is supposed to produce, right?
Sure. But if he had come in at 26, we'd be praising him to no end, correct? If he had taken that big of a hometown discount.
Yeah, but what did you say? It's still 26.
Well, 27, just
over,
under 27
over
3 years.
And that's what I judge it by.
Yeah. Me too. That's how I actually judge it. So
I thought it would be 3 years, 90.
Yeah. Charlie Batch had it pegged right yesterday. Remember we talked about that? That's why I called him. I called him and said, I wonder who his friend was who had, he said he was debating this, right?
Yeah.
With a friend.
Yeah, I read that tweet to you. You end up getting a whole column out of it. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate your help, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ron.
So we have that. And that's big, Ron. I mean, there's a lot of tentacles to that story, not just what the money was. It's also how do you build around Ben? And that does lead us into the draft and their first round pick. And where do you think they go here?
I'm hoping they trade up and get one of the Devons. I'm hanging my hat on that. I know there's cornerbacks out there that wouldn't be bad picks. I'm hoping they find a way to trade up, that the guy slips far enough that they don't have to give up the farm and trade up. That's my ideal day at draft day.
Greg Cody of the Miami Herald is noted as a pretty good mock drafter, although nobody's that good. Most people are pretty much wrong on about and at it, least
this
two-thirds
seems to
of
be
picks.
One of those years where people aren't very sure of things, are they? Because nobody knows
not
what's
even at the
happen.
Top.
Nobody knows what's going to happen with the quarterbacks.
Not even at the top. Jerry Dulac's pick is Byron Murphy, and I saw we did an aggregate of a whole bunch of people's picks for the Steelers in the Post-Gazette, and it was interesting to look up and down and see people like John Clayton. How about this, Ron? Dominique Foxworth, former cornerback for the undefeated, has Oklahoma offensive lineman Cody Ford. You see him going there?
I don't. That would not intrigue me very much.
That's unbelievable. And there's one that's really intriguing that I'm going to read to you next, Ron, and we'll go over a whole bunch of possibilities. It seems like they could go anywhere. It really does. There may be both tight ends on the board, kids from Iowa.
I have no problem with one of those guys.
There could be, and there will be, receivers on the board. There's going to be a bunch of offensive tackles right around where the Steelers pick. I had never thought of that and still really am not, but I don't know what they're thinking. There's a pass rusher in Brian Burns, and that's who Cody has them taking.
I think Bouchette likes him too, right?
Yeah, and the more you think about that with Bud Dupree's situation, like either he has a great year and may move on, or he has another Bud Dupree year and the Steelers move on, right? So he may not be here.
Absolutely.
So if you think you can upgrade there.
I think that's Ed's point, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to be looking for one of those guys next year.
And there's one guy. There's one guy actually, Ron, that I want to ask you about next. That if he falls to them, and it would be not necessarily a position of need, but I hadn't thought of this either. until I read a bunch of stuff last night, and it seems like this guy could actually be there, which is unbelievable to me. I'll tell you about that next, who it is and whether you think they should take him. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. And you can text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.